In the void of space, a bright star shines among nebulous clouds. Pulling away, lines connect to other stars, forming Leo, the Lion constellation. Block letters surrounded by cumulus clouds appear. Lionsgate. Purple beams of light solidify into an arc. Words zoom in, crest animation. Two animated wolf pups jump to the arc. They slide upward on their backs. A third cowers and shakes its head. On a hill, a rock sits at the end of a forested path. Lionsgate presents. In association with crest animation, grass covers a rocky mountainside. A crest animation, Lionsgate production. A title spins, Alpha and Omega 2, A Howl-A-Day Adventure. A wolf sits inside the A. Another howls in the O. A red ornament twinkles. On a path atop the hill, three pups walk.
Whoa, Dad and Mom were able to logboard this? Whoa. I don't know if that's even appropriate for an alpha.
I think it would be killer, Stinky. And I'm an alpha.
And remember,
Dad is a proud Omega, as am I.
Well, as the future leader of the pack, I wouldn't allow alphas to be doing things like this.
How about things like this? Pick a tree, any tree. Runt, do you need to take a whiz?
What? Claudette, inappropriate. This is male-to-male stuff, all right? Runt, do you need to take a whiz?
What is wrong with you two? I may be the runt, but give me a break. I was born only like a few minutes later than you wolves.
But you're still so cute.
Cute?
Runt jumps to a tree. He climbs.
Runt, it is unsightly for a wolf to be climbing a tree.
Runt!
I think he's saying, talk to the butt.
Don't forget what Mom and Dad always say. Our uniqueness makes us strong.
On a branch, bluebirds flutter.
Hey, what up?
That is unique, all right.
On top of a cave, a tree towers. Inside, a tan wolf walks.
Okay, parents' first dinner. Let's get this place in order. Oh, Humphrey, can you move the logboard to the wall?
This is where we fell in love.
I know. Against the wall.
Humphrey nudges the log with his gray head.
Completely against the wall.
I don't know. I think the angle makes it a little less...
She shoves.
Militant.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Can you retrieve the buried bones?
Retrieve? As in, dig them up?
Right, where I buried them.
We're serving bones. Our first dinner.
Are you criticizing my dinner choice?
No, not at all. Bones have lots of... roughage.
Humphrey, dear, just dig.
Jeez, what am I, the family pet?
Hey, Humphrey. Nice digs.
Don't get me started.
Huh. Looks like you already have. How's life with an alpha?
Efficient.
That is what we thought.
We?
The guys. We thought, wouldn't it be cool to take our Omega brother to the wild berry patch?
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of berries.
Fermented berries.
I love berries.
Oh, hi, Salty. Humphrey, did you find all the...
Hey, Kate, got an idea here. How about a few berries to go with the dry...
Huh?
I mean, the delicious and nutritious marrow. Right, Salty?
Whoa! Whoa! Come on, what do you say?
Humphrey, you're begging.
Sorry, instinct.
Well, okay. It would make for a nice before-dinner snack.
In so many ways.
And it is the holidays, after all.
Joy to the cave.
Okay, Humphrey. If you see some holly, bring that back, too.
Tis the season.
And if you see the pups, send them home.
Okay, love you, babe.
Humphrey and Salty run. At the top of the tree...
Wow, this rocks! You can see Banff! And, hey, check it out! I see three wolves down in the valley!
Are they of our pack?
Not that I recognize.
Well, maybe I should go welcome them.
What? Remember, Grandpa Winston said there were rogue wolves in the area.
Let me handle this. Hey! Who are you guys?
The three dark brown wolves look up, then run.
Well, that was real.
Wait a minute. believe there is a large inhabitant entering our presence.
Like what? A moose?
No, it is...
a grizzly! I see it right there!
No worries, we got this.
Let me do my thing.
The bear swings.
Come on, big guy! Show me what you got! Go, sis! Okay! Right this way, wolf eater!
Stinky and Claudette hit a dead end.
Claudette, other wolves, and not of our pack.
Two brown wolves jump on the bear.
As future leader of this pack, I say, charge!
Together with the brown wolves, Stinky and Claudette chase the bear.
And pick on your own size next time!
Claudette looks for Runt.
What?
The tree is empty.
I don't believe I had the pleasure of a formal introduction. My name is Stinky, and that's my sister Claudette. And somewhere around here is my little brother Runt.
Runt? Aren't you Winston's grandpops?
See? They saw him and me.
So, what? You guys just here to hang out?
Yeah, we're just passing through.
What pack are you from?
We're from Banff. Just lost our way.
Yeah, we better get over the train tracks before nightfall.
The brown wolves turn around at the cave.
Yeah!
Oh, that was fun. Berries are awesome. back to the grind.
I think I'll just drop these off and go now.
Hi, Kate. Oh, look at you. All glammed up for Mom and Dad, huh?
That was an awfully long trip to the berry patch.
Yeah, but look at all the holly I brought back with me. Deck the cave.
Did you see the pups?
No, I didn't.
Paw prints. Right by the trunk. I think Runt was jumped. He probably rushed down to help and...
another wolf was here.
Yoo-hoo! We're here.
Great. Hi, Mom.
Look at that view outside.
We should gather up the alphas and hunt those rogue wolves down.
Let's give them the old lockjaw.
As usual, they're talking about war.
Hello, Kate. Hello, Humphrey.
Welcome to our little home.
Hey, Dad, put a paw up.
The rogue leader wanted to be king and couldn't. Now he has formed an all-alpha pack.
I'll show him all alpha.
Berries, anyone? Fab!
Kate and her mom, Eve, lead them inside.
Is Garth coming? I need him to see life in a cave. He and Lily have been living in the tall grass.
They're just free spirits.
You know the younger generation. Organic this, natural that. Gosh, these are good.
Hey, easy with those, honey.
Oh, hi, everyone. Sorry we're late. Lily and I took a little detour.
Hi, sis.
Lily and Kate hug.
Garth, it's time you found a cave. I told you I'd give up mine.
Lily and I like living in the grass. The very tall grass.
Stinky and Claudette run in.
Hi there. Where's Runt?
In the forest, Kate and Humphrey run. Humphrey's dad, Winston, and Winston's friend, Tony, flank Eve, Lily, and Garth. They stop at a cliff's edge. They scan a forest below.
Where are they?
You can find him, Kate.
Kate closes her eyes. She opens them and stares.
Right there.
The three brown wolves run below.
They're going to Banff. We have to go now.
Listen, it'll be nightfall soon. Let's prepare a contingent and go at daybreak.
We can't wait. We know this valley.
This is the rogues. They will have a lot of wolves.
This is what they want. Lure us to the other side and then attack.
I'll go organize everyone.
Eve, Winston, Tony, Garth, and Lily run back. Humphrey and Kate nod, then pursue the rogue wolves. Nighttime, in Banff. A pack of brown wolves gather. The three rogue wolves carry Runt to them.
Nice.
This small wolf is Winston's grandpop? The great alpha of the Western Pack is producing Runts.
You got a problem with that?
See what happens when you let your alpha daughter marry an Omega.
And you are...
king.
Original. And let me guess, you're princess.
Yes.
Well, King, don't blame me if you were rejected by my grandpa.
Father, let me handle him.
Princess carries Runt by the scruff of his neck.
This is all you brought me? What about the other two?
Hey, it got complicated. We had to fight off bears, and this guy was in a tree.
In the forest, Humphrey and Kate run.
Are you sure this is a shortcut to Banff?
Positive. The Omegas used to logboard here. All we gotta do is get over the stream.
They overlook a cliff. A river courses below.
I thought you said this was a stream.
Okay, wrong season.
How are we gonna get across this?
Kate's eyes bulge.
No, Kate, no vines.
But we did it last time.
I was young, impulsive.
On a vine.
And now I'm old and impulsive. Kate, wiggle around. Wiggle.
I'm trying.
I don't know if I can hold you.
You held me last time.
Yeah, well, that was a few years ago.
Are you implying that I've gained weight?
Are we really doing this right now? Please, Kate, come on, wiggle.
Kate's mouth opens. They land past the river.
Good job, Omega.
It's all in the tail. You know, what's left of it.
On a path.
We need to move on.
A tree limb lands next to them.
Kate, we have to wait this out. Come on, over here.
They crawl into an overhang. Roots dangle from the entrance. Kate lies down. Humphrey lies next to her. At the rogue pack's den, Princess approaches. In sleep, Runt shivers. He opens an eye. Princess jumps. She carries food.
My, what large teeth you have.
You look cold.
No, I'm just, well, okay, I'm freezing.
And probably hungry.
I'm a picky eater, just warning you.
She tosses him meat.
But I can be flexible. Yummy!
Runt tosses half back to Princess.
Why aren't you eating the rest? Don't you know how scarce meat is?
I was leaving the other half for you. You know, like sharing. I guess it's an Omega thing.
When we have a kill, those who eat are those who fight for it.
And I'm sure the pups do really well under that scenario.
Runt cowers.
The alpha pups do. Sleep there. It'll be warmer.
She leaves Runt behind a boulder. Runt looks at the other rogue wolves. He lies down. Daytime outside the cave. Kate examines a squad of alpha wolves. Inside the cave.
Kate and Humphrey, they're always doing things their way.
Don't they realize how dangerous the rogues can be?
I know what the rogues are planning.
What is it, my smart Omega?
They want us to send most of our alphas to find Runt and get trapped by the winter. Then they'll have another pack hiding in the fields, attack, and destroy our home. The Omegas. The Betas.
Well, let them try it.
We'll have to go with a smaller contingent. Leave some alphas here, just in case.
Everyone's ready to go at daybreak.
We can only bring half of them. I'll explain later.
I'm coming too.
No, Lily. This is an alpha affair.
No, this is a family affair.
I'll stay here with them.
The pups smile at Eve.
Let's all get some rest.
Winston curls on the ground next to the other wolves. At the rogue pack's den, Runt shivers. King and Princess watch.
You see, he is weak. If he were pure alpha, he wouldn't be cold. What are you doing?
Making sure our bait stays alive.
This is against Pack law. This is what we fight against.
If you would have brought more bait, she wouldn't have to do this. We leave at daybreak.
The rogue wolf glares at Princess, then leaves. At the cave, two wolves stand guard. They sleep. Claudette wakes up. She pats Stinky. They sneak past the other wolves. They slide past the sleeping guard wolves. They jump down a hill. In a forest, the pups run.
How do we find which way Mom and Dad went?
Go through the field. I'll smell them out.
At the rogue's den, Princess lies awake. In his sleep, Runt crawls close to Princess. He nuzzles against her. Princess smiles. She shakes her head. She frowns. Her eyes droop. In the forest, Humphrey and Kate sleep nose to nose. The sun brightens around them. Two birds approach.
I can't believe my eyes.
Marcel! Patty!
Guys, are we glad to see you?
And I you.
Marcel hugs them. Patty sighs, then hugs Kate.
You see, Patty, that wasn't so bad.
It was appropriate. How did you find us?
Let's just say someone's bad shot flew up and over the cliff. Never mind the wrong club.
Well, this is really serious. The rogue wolves have captured Runt.
What? This is terrible. I have seen these rogue wolves. Mean things. They never share their kill with the birds.
We think they're in Banff.
Well, count us in.
Why, of course. Yes, yes.
The sun rises behind snowy mountains. Golden clouds crest their peaks. On the mountain, the rogues run. Princess carries Runt.
Wow, what a way to spend the holidays. Away from my family.
Runt smiles at Princess. Princess slouches. At the river, Humphrey and Kate lead Marcel and Patty. Patty carries a bag full of makeshift golf clubs. His golden feathers ruffle. The pups stand atop the cliff.
Aren't those your other pups?
Stinky, Claudette, what are you two doing here?
We came to help find Runt. By yourselves?
Yeah. Kind of.
How the heck did you find us?
I sniffed you out.
Great. All we needed.
I think it's so charming when the little ones' personalities match their parents.
Yes, they are what you would call
drama wolves.
You two are grounded! You hear me? Grounded!
How does one ground someone in the outdoors?
Well, we lost Runt, so we're gonna find him, like it or not. Together! That is what we'll do!
You're not going to talk us out of this.
You two, stay right there!
Hey guys, listen. You go talk some sense into the pups?
Marcel nods. He and Patty take flight.
How did our parents get across?
Oh! Remember how they said they flew across on a vine? We were like, yeah, right!
Now, pups, do not get any grand ideas.
This is for Runt! Stinky!
Stinky!
Stinky swings on the vine. Claudette leaps for him.
Claudette!
She grabs him by the tail. The swinging vine stills over the river.
Oh dear. What do we do?
Okay, let's help them.
Help them swing it. Yes.
They fly to the vine.
Oh no! I can't hold on!
My tail will never be the same.
Push! Push!
Marcel and Patty push the vine past the river.
Oh my gosh! What do we
do? Jump!
The pups swing toward the cliff, then back. They release. Marcel and Patty land. They stagger.
Okay.
The pups nod.
They so take after you.
Me? Humphrey, that is all you.
All right, you two.
The pups cringe. Humphrey and Kate frown at them, then smile. they nuzzle the pups. Marcel and Patty hug the group. In the forest...
I cannot believe those pups snuck out last night.
They're sly little guys. Take after their parents.
At the rogue's den, on a boulder, Runt sits with the pack. He looks up. Marcel and Patty fly overhead.
Even the birds smell death.
Yeah, I think they're smelling you.
Back away.
Let me at that smart aleck Omega.
Nice! Did I cause this?
Princess backs the rogue off the boulder.
Walk it off. You're just like my mom.
Why did you do that?
He was going to attack our...
If they don't send a rescue brigade by sundown, the Runt is of no use to us. Do you understand me?
Yes, Father.
In the forest, Kate and Humphrey lead the pups. Marcel and Patty land.
He's alive, but he is surrounded by a pack, even larger than your own.
How fast can we get there?
At the rogue's den, the sun beams overhead.
How time flies.
Always does.
Are you gonna eat me?
Eat you? I'm sure you would taste very badly.
Runt smiles. In the forest...
You smell any bears?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? Your snout is never wrong.
This one is different. Only a small whiff of a bear.
Hi, guys.
A very small whiff.
How cute! For a future predator.
No. Keep going, kids. They're all really cute and cuddly when they're that age.
Come on, pups. Your father and I had ourselves a bad experience after he played with a cub.
It wasn't pretty. And neither was her breath.
Hey, can I come with you?
Talk to the paw. Go home.
The cub waddles past Humphrey toward the pups. Humphrey cuts it off.
What is this, a parade?
The cub grimaces. A porcupine rolls beside Humphrey.
So you're just gonna leave that cub alone? In the forest?
Who are you?
Do you know what will happen to that cute and adorable little cub?
What are you, his agent? You get 10% of his cuddliness? Come on.
You know the rules of the forest.
I know the rules of survival. Why am I having this discussion with you?
The porcupine shoots a needle.
Ow!
The needle protrudes from Humphrey's back.
Sorry. It was a reflex. Karma, my friend.
Humphrey spits the needle.
Okay, time to move on. And fast.
But I'm lost.
Look for gigantic bear tracks. You'll be reunited with your grizzly mama in no time.
I haven't seen her in days. I've looked everywhere.
Well... Look harder.
I can't. If the mean wolves see me, I'm a goner.
Humphrey returns to the cub.
Humphrey, what are you doing?
Yeah, Dad. Stinky and I had our fill with a bear yesterday.
I do believe the cub poses a danger to us all.
What if this were Runt?
Humphrey sets the cub between the pups and Kate.
Okay.
The cub smiles.
Let's get moving.
Awesome. I've never spent the holidays with wolves before.
At the rogue's den, the sun dips. Princess cringes. She closes her eyes. She dips her head. In the forest, Marcel and Patty land.
What took so long to get through the forest?
We had to deal with something.
Marcel and Patty gawk at the bear cub.
Did you know that there's a bear cub following your pups?
Yes, we adopted him.
Just for now. He lost his mother.
Are you wolves crazy?
Yep.
Humphrey and Kate pad past the birds. Marcel and Patty frown.
Drama wolves.
Marcel nods. They fly.
You pups, stay here with Patty.
And we mean it.
Totally unfair. We couldn't go the extra mile. An injustice.
This is so wrong.
Wait. Marcel and I agree with your parents. There are so many rogue wolves down in the valley, it would be extremely dangerous.
In Banff, by the mountainside, Marcel flies above Kate and Humphrey. They approach the boulder.
Okay, Now, prepare yourselves.
For what?
Oh my gosh. Even with our entire pack here, they'd outnumber us.
Kate, look.
On the boulder, Princess and Runt sit together. Above, King scans the grass. In a clearing, Winston and the Alpha Pack run.
Wait.
What is it?
I smell.
It's just us.
Patty?
And us.
I knew it. I knew your smell would give us away.
What are you doing with the bear cub?
We kind of adopted him.
Adopted him?
Oh, trust me. Logic is not our friend here.
He was lost.
Okay. Where are Kate and Humphrey?
Under Marcel.
That's Marcel?
In all his overstuffed down.
Okay, Lily. Stay and watch over them.
I will. Hurry back, my macho alpha.
Miss ya.
Winston, Tony, and Garth stalk toward Marcel. In tall grass.
Humphrey, you distract them, and I'll sneak around the back and grab Runt.
Distract them? How am I going to distract an entire pack of big bad alphas?
They turn.
Dad?
Kate, Humphrey, we're here to help. Our other alphas are right behind us.
Some of those wolves used to run with my pack.
Right, they'll recognize us.
But they don't know me as an alpha.
The alphas look at each other on the boulder.
They haven't come for Runt?
No, there's no sign of any of them.
This is not like Winston and Tony. Wait, over there.
Humphrey moves above the grass.
Who is that?
That is one big wolf.
It's huge. It must be a special class of alpha. We must go greet him. Recruit him.
Humphrey stands on Garth.
Hey, Garth, they're approaching.
Stake your territory. It'll keep them from coming too close.
You want me to pee?
No, you fool. I want you to howl.
Did you hear that weak howl?
Do it bigger, like a real alpha.
That is my howl. They're coming closer.
They won't stop until you have a big howl. It's a power thing.
Ow.
That's odd. A giant alpha that can't howl.
Oh, gosh. They're running now. And it doesn't look like the welcome wagon.
Okay, Humphrey. When I say now, yawn.
Yawn?
Yes. Yawn big. Now!
Was Humphrey?
No, I didn't know he had it in him.
We respect your territory. Come into ours.
Okay, Garth, move forward, slowly.
It's like he's floating.
I come to the edges of thy territory.
What pack are you from? I've never seen an alpha as big as you.
Well, that is because where I come from, we eat bears.
Bears?
Where did you come from?
I was chasing the biggest grizzly in Alaska. And next thing I know, I'm in Canada. Nice people. the bear. Well, I was just about to dine on it. Yes.
You caught it?
We never speak of this again.
Let's not even talk about it now.
Why, who is that beauty of an alpha?
Ah, my daughter, a supreme alpha, like all of us.
May I have a closer look?
Please, come inside our territory.
I see that she already has a pup, so never mind.
Oh, no, that's not hers.
I would prefer, if she meet me halfway.
Princess, quickly.
Yes, beautiful princess. Oh, my. If only we had alphas as beautiful as you.
Kate crawls behind Runt.
What is your name, mighty alpha?
Lockjaw.
Lockjaw?
That's unusual.
Runt. Runt. This way.
Yes, yes. Well, once I ate a mountain lion.
That too? Excellent. I never thought of eating a lion.
Talk about gaming.
That's right. Keep him laughing, Humphrey.
We could use a wolf with that strength and appetite. Come closer, Lockjaw. Join us.
I must guard my kill. And, look, the vultures are already here.
If they don't kill him, I will.
Okay, Runt. Come this way.
Yes, my alphas. If you join me in eating this grizzly bear, you too will become a super alpha.
I can't wait.
Okay, now. You, King, you can be first. And then let's, how about the wolf next to you? With you.
With the brown nose. Come forth for your grizzly meat.
King, the Omega is gone!
Over there! What? It's a trick!
Humphrey jumps off Garth. They bolt. Tony and Winston run.
Alphas! Get them! Get them all!
The rogue pack pursues. The alpha pack converges under Marcel. They sprint away. On a log, Patty, Lily, the bear cub, and the pups wait.
Runt! Runt!
Take the pups to the north side.
The human roads?
It'll be okay. You've done it before.
Come on, pups. Quickly.
Well, what about me?
I'll bring you to the middle of the forest. You'll be safer there.
The cub tumbles off the log.
Lily, go with them.
I'm staying here. I may not be strong, but I'm smart.
Paddy, we have to do something to help.
Let me think.
Paddy flies. Marcel follows.
The best we can do is slow them down.
They have three times as many, so we'll fight four times as hard.
The rogue pack trails dust. Stinky sniffs.
Wait, stop!
What do you have?
I smell a grizzly. A very large grizzly.
Great. The more the merrier.
You were saying? Mom! Stop!
They made sure that I was safe.
Hi there. I'm Humphrey. This is Kate. And those are our pups.
And now they're in trouble.
We can only mess them up, Winston. We won't be able to stop this.
They can't handle our numbers. They are weak. Purity will win. Princess, lead the rest of the pack to Winston's home and claim it.
No, Father. Not this time.
Princess runs away.
Princess! Princess!
They are not going to get my grandpas or our home.
Behind Winston, a bear colony descends. They surround the alphas.
What the?
The mother grizzly approaches. She carries the cub.
Huh? They're our friends.
I'll be darned.
And she is too.
Lily smiles.
But everyone else, they're fair game.
I'll take good care of him.
The cub jumps on Lily's back. The grizzly bears march.
I think the playing field just got a bit more even.
This is going to be fun.
Ready to battle!
The rogues and the alphas charge at each other. A bear slogs a rogue. Another bear pins two.
If it isn't the infamous Garth, strongest alpha in the Western Pack.
I hear he is married to an Omega. A weak Omega.
A log rolls off a boulder. It soars over Garth onto four rogues. Lily grins.
Bombs away!
Bird droppings bombard rogues.
Whether it was that or a windshield.
Bears charge. The rogue pack flees.
Stop! I order you to stop!
The rogue pack tramples King. They scurry away.
Oh, look, they're running away. Those cowards.
Ha, 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 ha.
In the forest, snow falls. A trail of paw prints track in the snow behind Kate, Humphrey, and the pups.
Humphrey?
The pups shiver.
It's getting too cold, right?
Mom, Dad, might we make it home in time for Christmas? Let's talk.
Humphrey and Kate step away from the pups.
I'm not even sure where we are anymore.
It's so cold. We're lost, aren't we?
Runt leaps up a tree.
Runt? What gives?
Is my son climbing?
Here we go again.
Runt, you get down here right now.
He gazes over the snowy forest.
Hey, look. I see it. I see it.
I don't care what you see.
I see the human roads.
Really?
Runt climbs down.
Really?
How far, Runt?
Way down the mountain. I'd say 10 miles or so.
If only there was a fast way to get there.
Kate's eyes bulge. A log.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
They sled down the mountain.
All right, lean left.
Now right.
It was awesome.
Whoa. I still don't think this is appropriate for an alpha, but
it sure does rock.
Rock.
It does.
No, rock. Hold on.
No.
In slow motion, they fly through the air. Kate hugs Humphrey. They spin, accelerate, and fall. Their paws stick out of the snow. They sit.
Is everyone okay? Is everyone okay?
Guys? Guys?
The pups climb out of the snow.
So, where are we headed now, Runt?
At the road, the wolf family walks along the asphalt. Nighttime, at a station on a neon sign. Eat food, get gas.
Oh my gosh, it can't be. Kate, bite my paw. Please bite it.
What?
Bite it.
Okay.
Ow, Kate!
You said bite it.
I wanted to see if I was still asleep in a bad dream.
They walk to a gift shop lit with purple, blue, and green neon lights.
This is where your mother and I survived a mad hunter.
Wasn't it like some big bad dude?
Yeah. Well, more or less.
They walk past a window. A man decorates inside.
Is that him? He looks like a wimp.
Don't let those chestnut eyes fool you. He is a killer.
Inside, a Christmas tree flashes.
Wait, there it is. The blinking lights.
Runt trots to the window.
Awesome. That is what I saw from the top of the mountain.
The man gazes through the window. Runt bolts.
Oh gosh, everyone behind the dumpster.
Inside, the man looks at a picture. On the picture, he hugs three people. He leaves the window. The wolves hide behind the dumpster. The man walks out. He wears a Santa hat.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
He gets in a red truck.
He left the door open?
Let's go see the tree.
It's really pretty.
No, it's a trap.
He wants us to go in there.
The pups run.
Runt!
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 Look at!
Stinky!
They follow. Inside, the pups munch food from green bowls. Humphrey and Kate look at the tree. It blinks. They smile.
Did he?
From gunshots to free food. Go figure.
They look toward the pups and the tree. The ornaments blink. Purple, red, green, and yellow lights shine. At the top of the tree, a star with a flower design in its center shines. Daytime. The wolves sleep on wooden floors beside the tree. Kate rouses.
Humphrey, here we are, trying to get home again.
They gaze at the pups. Runt rolls.
I think we already are.
In sleep, Claudette, Stinky, and Runt cuddle. Kate and Humphrey lie still and close their eyes. Outside, snow falls. It blankets the ground. White frost glazes the window. A pile builds at the corner of the building. fade to black. Credits appear. Directed by Richard Rich. Produced by Richard Rich, Ken Katsumoto. Produced by Susan Gelb, Daniel Engelhart. Executive Producer, Noah Fogelson. Written by Tom Kane. Screenplay based on characters created by Steve Moore. Editor, Louis Laprex. Score adapted from Alpha and Omega, composed by Chris Bacon. Cast: Humphrey, Ben Diskin. Kate, Kate Higgins. Runt, Liza West. Stinky, Kate Higgins. Claudette, Lindsay Torrance. King, Blackie Rose. Princess, Meryl Lee. Winston, Maxwell G. Garth, Blackie Rose. Eve, Tracy Pfau. Lily, Kate Higgins. Tony, Billy Lader. Marcel, Chris Smith. Patty, Chris Smith. Salty, Huge Tyrell. Rogue Number 1, Sean Gerardo. Rogue Number 2, Bill Lader. Rogue Number 3, Chris Smith. Porcupine, Harper Fogelson. Bear Cub, Willa Fogelson. Sound Design, Louis Laprex. John Bird, Holger Thiel. Eric Skotis, Brant Biles. Music Editor, Brant Biles. Credits continue. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by Cassidy O'Reilly Hahn, and narrated by Tansy Alexander. Copyright 2013 Roop BDR Productions, Inc. Made at Crest Animation, Burbank, California, and Mumbai, India.